Report: EU suspends WHO funding after Congo sex abuse scandal. By John Hayward on October 29, 2021. The European Commission, EC, reportedly suspended funding this week for World Health Organization, WHO, programs in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, over concerns about mismanagement of WHO's massive sexual abuse scandal. The decision to suspend funding was made on October 7 and communicated to WHO in a letter marked sensitive, according to a Reuters report Thursday. Neither the EC or WHO announced the suspension to the public, which could mean more trouble for the latter agency, which is in very hot water with its donors over the Congo scandal. Those angry donors will not be pleased to learn they were kept in the dark about the European Union, EU, withholding funds for WHO programs. Reuters reported the sensitive letter outlined the suspension of $24 million in funding for five WHO programs in the Congo, including its Ebola and coronavirus programs. Vital as those operations might seem, the Ebola program, in particular, played a major role in the abuse scandal, which saw WHO doctors and managers accused of demanding sexual favors from local women in exchange for employment. The EC said it expects organizations it funds to have robust safeguards to prevent such unacceptable incidents as well as to act decisively in such situations. This reads as a vote of no confidence in WHO's much-touted efforts to respond to the scandal. The EC said it would reevaluate the situation in November and could renew the suspension for another 30 days if progress has not been made. Reuters saw the scandal, and WHO's unsatisfactory response, as a growing problem for Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Tedros, widely believed to be seeking a second five-year term in May, has steered the global response to COVID-19, the worst public health crisis in a century. But major donors led by the United States and Germany have demanded fundamental reforms to its ability to deal with outbreaks and the scandal. Some 83 aid workers, a quarter of them employed by the WHO, were involved in sexual coercion and abuse during Congo's 10th Ebola epidemic, an independent commission said last month. The report cited 9 allegations of rape. The European Commission's letter, addressed to Tedros, voices extreme concern over the magnitude of the findings. The incumbent WHO director is, nevertheless, a shoo-in for re-election to another term, since no one was nominated to run against him. Reuters on Friday quoted UN sources who said there was little appetite for holding Tedros responsible for the Congo scandal or the much-criticized response to it. A European source, asked whether the Congo scandal could have an impact on Tedros' re-election, said, "Nope. He personally is taking the right steps and measures. As long as there is not a direct link to him. Which I don't see." An African ambassador in Geneva, declining to be identified, said, "Dr. Tedros has done a very good job dealing with a severe pandemic with severe repercussions. He has tried to contribute within the capacity and the resources of WHO and to realize a more equitable distribution of vaccines at the global level. He is a friend of Africa. He has done a lot of work and deserves a lot of support," the ambassador said. Reuters noted a copy of the suspension letter was sent to the Code Blue campaign, a watchdog for UN sexual abuse complaints established by the AIDS-Free World International Advocacy Group. The name of the campaign is a reference to the blue helmets worn by UN peacekeepers. Code Blue has been deeply unsatisfied with WHO's response to the Congo scandal, as stated by co-director Paula Donovan. The WHO is treating dozens of violent crimes alleged against its own personnel and top officials as simple breaches of UN rules. If governments allow the UN to get away with this, it will be a solid victory for UN impunity. The entire process reinforces the bogus notion that UN personnel and senior officials are above the law. WHO created a years-long smokescreen to mislead the world into believing that if UN personnel rape and abuse women and children, the only response required is a UN self-investigation to determine whether its own rules and regulations have been broken, Donovan charged. WHO officials themselves should be investigated for a prolonged obstruction of justice that violates the rights of victims and the citizens of the DRC, she demanded. Donovan was criticizing a plan built by WHO as a profound transformation of the organization, including $7.6 million in funding for investigation and response in the 10 countries that have the highest risk profile for sexual abuse. One of those countries is Afghanistan, where WHO and the UN certainly have no shortage of problems to address beyond worrying about its own predatory doctors and supervisors. The Congo scandal expanded this week when even more women came forward to report abuse and exploitation by aid workers. Reuters reported on Wednesday that 83 aid workers now stand accused of sexual coercion during the latest Ebola outbreak in the DRC, about a quarter of them WHO employees. At least 9 accusations of outright rape have been filed, including a 14-year-old girl who claimed a WHO driver raped her after she accepted his offer of a ride and wound up giving birth to his child. WHO's acting director of response to sexual abuse, Dr. Gaye Agamhuage, claimed the rising number of allegations was proof that the organization's improved systems are beginning to work. The European Commission apparently disagrees. Agamhuage said the entire list of accused personnel will be referred to the United Nations, as many of the suspects are not WHO employees, but all of their names will be loaded into a database for screening job applicants at WHO and all other UN agencies.